Now take a look at the latest sports this morning here on KJN. Iowa native Lolo Jones advanced to the semifinals of the 100-meter hurdles on Monday at the London Olympics. The Des Moines Roosevelt graduate won her quarterfinal round by heat by posting the second fastest time, 12.68 seconds, of the 50 athletes in the field. Des Moines Register sports columnist Bryce Miller, who's in London, believes Jones has a good shot at winning a medal. Miller also watched Jones compete in Eugene, Oregon in the June at the Olympic trials, where she narrowly qualified for the final spot on the U.S. team.
I don't think I would have said she had a shot to medal at the trials, and I'm rethinking that a bit now. But you have a field that's loaded. Sally Pearson's the world number one from Australia, and she was the silver medalist in 08, and Don Harper was the gold medalist in 08.
And Pearson qualified with the fastest time at 12.57 seconds. Americans Don Harper and Kelly Wells also advanced to the semifinals. Harper won Olympic gold in 2008 after Jones was leading the race, but Jones clipped the second-to-last hurdle and stumbled to a seventh-place finish. Miller says this is the healthiest Jones has been in over a year. And Jones posted her best time of the season on Monday. Miller said Jones and the other medalist hopefuls will run even faster here today.
So, you know, who didn't put the foot on the gas all the way during the heat races? I would imagine Dawn Harper didn't, you know, looking at her race, go at top speed because she won so easily. Kelly Wells was in the same situation. So we're yet to find out, but it's a good start. There's no doubt about it.
Dawn Harper, like Jones, has ties to Iowa. Harper's father and siblings live in Iowa City. The semifinal races for the 100-meter hurdles are scheduled for 1:15 Iowa time here today. The final will take place at 3 p.m. Iowa time as well. In Olympic gymnastics on Monday, Gabby Douglas botched her routine and finished last in the uneven bars competition. Douglas, who trained in West Des Moines, will compete in the beam here today. She's already won gold in the individual all-around and team competitions. And as we mentioned, Gabby Douglas is back in action here today at her final event in the Olympics. Already a two-time gold medalist, the 16-year-old is looking for gold in the women's balance beam. On the men's side of things, Daniel Leyva, the bronze medalist in the men's all-around, competes on the high bar along with teammate Jonathan Horton. The semifinals are on tap today in women's beach volleyball. Both U.S. teams are still alive with a duo of Kerry Walsh-Jennings and Misty May Trainer facing the defending bronze medalist team from China. The number two U.S. team of April Ross and Jennifer Casey is facing the reigning world championship team from Brazil. In track and field, there are gold medals to be won in the men's 1500 meters, men's high jump, and women's 100-meter hurdles. The U.S. women's basketball team has a quarterfinal game with Canada, and the women's volleyball team is facing the Dominican Republic in a quarterfinal match. After squeaking out a 5-point victory over Lithuania last time out, Team USA regained its shooting touch in a 126-97 victory over Argentina that puts the Americans in the medal round of the men's basketball. Team USA next plays Australia in Wednesday's quarterfinals. Kevin Durant scored 28 points, 17 of which during a long-range shooting display in the third quarter in a game that included taunting, finger-pointing, and technical fouls. LeBron James scored 18 points but spent most of the second half on the bench with four fouls. Manu Ginobili scored 16 for Argentina, which will play Brazil in the first game of single elimination play. Usain Bolt opened defense of his Olympic 200-meter title with a comfortable win in the opening round on Tuesday, easing up to a jog over the final 80 meters to finish in 20.39 seconds. The Jamaican won the 100 meters on Sunday night in an Olympic record 9.63 seconds and will race again on Wednesday in the 200 semifinals. The final is on Thursday. Bolt's teammate, 100-meter silver medalist Johan Blake, won his heat easily in 20.38 seconds. The third Jamaican, Warren Weir, finished his race in 20.29. That's a hundredth of a second slower than the morning's fastest time posted by Ecuador's Alex Quinones. Also advancing were Wallace Spearman of the U.S., Christophe Lemaitre of France, and Sharandi Martina of the Netherlands, who finished second in 2008 but was disqualified for running out of his lane. Alex Morgan headed in the game winner in injury time of extra time to give the United States a new thrilling 4-3 win over Canada in women's soccer semifinals yesterday. Christine Sinclair had the hat trick to give Canada three separate leads, but the U.S. came back behind a pair of goals by Megan Rapinoe. Abby Wambach forced the overtime by scoring on a penalty kick in the 80th minute. The victory secures a spot for the two-time defending Olympic champs in the gold medal game, where the Americans will take on Japan on Thursday. Jen Suhr has won the gold medal in the women's pole vault, ending Russian Yelena Isvanova's bid for a third straight Olympic title. Suhr won after clearing 15 feet and 7 inches at her second attempt. American Michael Tinsley had to settle for the silver medal, finishing second to the Dominican Republic's Felix Sanchez in the 400-meter hurdles. Sanchez reclaimed the Olympic title he won 8 years ago in Athens. Sonia Richards-Ross led the qualifying in the opening round of the 200-meter heats. The 400-meter gold medalist turned in a time of 22.48 seconds. Fellow American teammates Carmelita Jeter and Allison Felix also advanced. Flyweight Marlene Esperanza and middleweight Clarissa Shields secured at least bronze medals for the U.S. in the debut of women's boxing at the Olympics. Esperanza outboxed Venezuela's Carla Maliaco, and 17-year-old Shields closed furiously in an 18-14 win over Swedish veteran Anna Laurel. The U.S. added to its medal count when Matthew Emmons claimed the bronze in the 50-meter rifle three positions at the Olympic. He was in line for a silver medal, but was overtaken in the last of the finals 10 shooting rounds. The United States men's volleyballers are going home without a medal. Americans Jake Gibb and Sean Rosenthal were knocked out of the Olympic beach volleyball tournament by Latvia. The Americans won the first set 21-19, but then dropped two straight 21-18, 15-11. The other American men's team, Beijing gold medalist Todd Rogers and Phil Dahlhauser, had already been eliminated. Defending champion Hungary rolled to a dominating 11-6 winner of the U.S. in the last preliminary stage game for the Americans at the London Olympics in water polo. The Americans finished play in Group B with two losses to end up even with Hungary with 6 points. The U.S. had already qualified to advance in the tournament. I'll have more sports for you after this time out.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. I'm Jeff Nelson. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff of the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now, if you live in one of 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of two full-service locations, Atlantic and Creston.
And a game you heard here on KJN last night in Major League Baseball, Jake Westbrook threw six solid innings and Carlos Beltran hit his 26th home run. The Cardinals beat Matt Cain and the San Francisco Giants 8-2 last night. The Cardinals have won four in a row overall and seven straight at home. San Francisco had a three-game winning streak stopped. John Jay went 4-for-4 and drove in two runs for the Cardinals in the win as Matt Carpenter added a two-run bases-loaded single. Other scores in Major League Baseball for you from yesterday. It was Baltimore over Seattle 3-1, Boston over Texas 9-2. White Sox beat Kansas City 4-2. It was Minnesota beating up on Cleveland 14-3. The Tigers beat the Yankees 7-2. It was Milwaukee 6-3 over Cincinnati. The Angels 4-0 over Oakland. Washington was a 5-4 winner as well over Houston in 11 innings of play. Also, Colorado topped the Dodgers 2-0. Philadelphia was a loser to Atlanta. Atlanta won that one 6-1. It was Pittsburgh 4-0 over Arizona. And St. Louis, as we mentioned, topped San Francisco 8-2. And it was the San Diego Padres 2-0 over the Chicago Cubs. And in other sporting news for you here this morning, Pacific Coast League baseball action yesterday. It was Colorado Springs over Omaha 10-7. And also in action, it was Reno over Iowa 2-1. Today's game, see Colorado Springs at Omaha for a 7:05 start, and Las Vegas is at Round Rock for 7:05, as well as Reno at Iowa at Principal Park at 7:05 here tonight. Chicago Cubs right-hander Matt Garza has been placed on the 15-day disabled list and will be shut down indefinitely, General Manager Jed Hoyer said on Monday. Garza hasn't pitched since he felt stiffness in a right elbow in a July 21st start at St. Louis. And Also, Hoyer said Garza won't throw for at least 2 weeks, but he didn't rule out the possibility of his return this season. And he was then moved on now, and they'll bring up Raley. Raley was a 4-8 with a 3.62 ERA and 14 starts with AAA Iowa. Cubs are expected to recall left-hander Brooks Raley to make his Major League debut Tuesday on San Diego. In college football news, Iowa football coach Kirk Ferentz spoke to the media Monday with 4 days of fall practice already completed. Ferentz says every day of practice is key heading into the season opener in Chicago.
The good news is I think we have a lot of healthy competition at a lot of different spots. That's certainly a positive. We have a depth chart that's been distributed. It really is pretty much something you'd probably be able to throw out the window here in a week or two, because I think this is the kind of football team that's going to look different in the weeks ahead, and certainly may go through September, even into October. So, you know, obviously what we're doing on the field right now is very, very important.
This will be Ferentz's 14th season, what he calls his youngest team.
Got a lot of guys that have been in the program. I think, you know, when they get the opportunity, they'll do a fine job. I'll go back to, I guess, our offensive line after the 09 season. You know, that was a big concern. I thought those guys played really well during the 2010 season, and most of those guys were first-year starters, you know, at that time. So that's part of the fun of football.
Greg Davis takes over as the offensive coordinator, and there will be a new face carrying the ball after turnover at the position. Ferentz says they'll go with players who are in camp, and so far they are coming along. One constant for the offense is senior quarterback James Vandenberg. And the defense will also have a new coordinator, but in this case, Phil Parker was already on the staff and moved up.
It's not quite the same challenge. There aren't as many. First of all, the nomenclature, all the wording is the same. That hasn't changed dramatically. So it's not quite as big a transition. But I think, again, I think everybody knows we have a young team right now, and the attentiveness has been very good.
The Hawkeyes open the season against Northern Illinois at Soldier Field in Chicago on September the 1st. Brad Rogers is trying to become the answer to one of the biggest questions hanging over the Iowa football team. Attrition caused by transfers and dismissals has stripped the Hawkeyes of any veteran talent at running back. That puts Rogers, the starting fullback last season, in the mix as the primary ball carrier, along with Damon Bullock and incoming freshman Greg Garman and Barkley Hill. Coach Kirk Ferentz says that's because of what's happened at the position the last couple of years. Anyone who can run the ball is getting a look in preseason practice, but none of the candidates has much experience in that role. Rogers, a junior, has carried the ball only 14 times for 83 yards in his career. Bullock, a sophomore, had just 10 carries for 20 yards last fall. Reserve defensive back Colin Sleeper of Iowa will serve what Coach Kirk Ferentz's team termed a multi-game suspension because of past rules violations. Ferentz announced the suspension on Monday at the Hawkeyes Media Day. He did not specify the length of the suspension other than to say it would last at least two games. He did not say what rules Sleeper had violated as well. He's a senior from Solon, is listed as a backup at strong safety on the team's depth chart. He played in 11 games last year and made 14 tackles. That's a look at the latest sports this hour here on KJN Sports. Is brought to you by Nishna Valley Credit Union, located at 200 Maple Street in Atlantic. I'm Chris Parks, KJN Sports.